This is Pierre Bouvier, lead singer of the band Simple Plan. I could sing a song for you, Wine 30, with Andrew and Lindsay. Here we go. Andrew and Lindsay hosting Wine 30. Andrew and Lindsay. Through all the best and many more years to come tonight. I'm just a kid. Many more years to come. Peace.
So we are going take two on the Sauve Blanc today, because we opened another Sauve Blanc from South Africa. Like, we had like these little glasses and we decided we didn't like it. So we're opening up a different Sauve Blanc and hoping that we like this one a little bit better. So this is a Kidia. It is an estate bottle 2019 Sauve Blanc from Chile. I feel like we've had this before. Like, the bottle looks familiar to me, but Andrew told me we haven't.
I don't recognize it. She's like, well, take two. We're one bottle in.
No, we did like one little glass. And honestly, I'm probably only going to do one glass of this one. I do like this one better, just based on the first sip. You can go.
It's kind of like got a little bit of acidity, a little bite to it.
Yeah, I was going to say this is more citrus forward, more like Meyer lemon. Versus the Sauve Blanc we tried earlier was almost sweet, which I'm like, a Sauve Blanc should not be sweet.
I mean, there's ways to make a Sauve Blanc sweet and refreshing.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I like this wine.
This wine's good, yeah.
This one's really nice.
This kind of reminds me of that wine Candy.
The rosé?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's got like,
where you're like
very similar notes.
Like acidic, refreshing. Just easy, breezy wine.
Yeah, also cheap.
It was. I think this was $5.99.
$6.
Yeah, pretty good deal. Much better deal than our $98 bottle on Wednesday.
What else do you like about this wine? You could drink it on a nice summer day with an ice cube.
Yeah, I did throw an ice cube in there because I like my whites very chilled. What would I eat this with or drink this with?
You're like charcuterie board. Is that what you're thinking about?
No. I feel like I always say charcuterie board. Maybe some like angel hair pasta with some grilled shrimp.
You know what I was going to say? Cocktail shrimp. Like in like a cocktail thing. This would be so good. Like chilled cocktail shrimp.
Or like paella.
Sure.
Like, give me some spicy seafood rice stuff. That would be great.
I feel like for me, I wouldn't want like carbs with this.
No.
Like, I want like protein or like, that's just how I feel though. I don't know.
Maybe you just don't want carbs right now in general.
Could be.
He's been, you know, training for a half marathon.
For 1 week.
No, you've been doing it for like 2 weeks now. Yeah. I've been doing lots of Peloton rides, hit 75 rides today, which I started, what, a month and a half ago? And then I had my surgery in the middle there. So today I biked, I think, 2 hours and 5 minutes. So, you know, we're getting up there. And after I finished, I was like, I have so much energy. I have so much energy. I don't know what to do with myself. And then I just like crashed.
Yeah, she's like totally crashed. So what have you been watching?
I watched the latest episode of Big Brother. So, you know, gotta check on my draft every chance I can get. Also, I caught up on RuPaul's Drag Race and I watched some Crazy Rich Asians. I watched Crazy Rich Asians, the movie, which I'd seen before, which is why I put it on, because I had a migraine yesterday and was trying to fall asleep, which watching TV probably isn't the best way to do that. But I put on something I'd seen before. I enjoy it. I also started watching this anime called Neo Yokio, which is like this guy who's like the most eligible bachelor in Neo Yokio, but he's also like a demon slayer.
I did not watch that with you.
No, he did not. And then we just started watching When Nature Calls with Helen Mirren.
Yeah, that was fun.
Evidently, I've watched a lot of things in the past 48 hours since our last episode.
Yeah. I have been watching some Night Flyer.
Mm.
And that's like suspense. It's kind of hoary. Hoary. It's like whorish.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but it's basically like a ship that I don't want to like ruin it for anyone that hasn't seen it, but it's sci-fi for sure. And it's about a ship that has a conscience. That might have been a spoiler. Spoiler alert. And basically it's a ship in space, and it's like the first contact with aliens. And so they're like exploring that. And to me, that's like very fascinating because there's a bunch of little quirky things that are happening. And it's like a self-sustainable ship. So it's growing like, you know, a ton of veg and whatnot. And then there's also psychics as well, because it's based in the future, you know, when we have psychics.
I mean, we have psychics now.
Well, these are like, they have like a rating system for psychics and, you know what I mean?
Like they're more popular.
They're like, can like mess with your head and like make you see stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So what have you been playing?
I've been playing Slay the Spire a little bit. Been trying to wean off of that. And then Town of Salem, and that's really it.
You've been playing Salem without me?
I have been playing a little bit, yeah. I gotta let these little youngsters know who's boss.
Do you think it's actually young people that play Town of Salem, or do you think it's older people that play Town of Salem?
It depends, because sometimes, like, people will just act so immature, and I'm like, all right, Skid Row, I'm going to teach you a lesson in the Salem world.
I feel like it's probably mainly millennials, but I do think there are a lot of like
young
high school kids that probably play too. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. It could be like a bunch of 70-year-olds.
I guess I'm like old now if I'm talking that way about younger people.
My friend Jacqueline like came to our wedding reception thing this past weekend, and I hadn't seen her in like 4 years, and she was talking about how she was called an old lady for the first time the other day.
Oh, really?
And she was like, it's really weird when you have like your nephews or whatever call you like old.
Yeah.
Like you're no longer like the hip fun aunt, you're old.
I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm wonder at what point am I going to feel like, you know, wearing the cool shades and like the cool kicks is not really working for me anymore.
I mean, Andrew bought those toe shoes.
Oh, they're awesome though. Those are like,
those are old man shoes.
I don't see any youngsters wearing those. Those are fun though. I like the toe shoes. I'm not to like, I wouldn't work out in them, but I would go on like a small jog. I think they're like alignment.
Mm-hmm.
They're called five toe or five finger shoes.
The Vibrams or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check those out if you have knee problems.
If you're old.
You have back issues. You know, they're really fun.
You're making a great case for yourself.
I'm not trying
over there
to go down that road. But what the reason why I got them is we live right by a river.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, one, my knees hurt when I run. And then two, I was like, I would love to just like go for like a little jog and then like hop in the river.
Okay. But you know where your shoes would be really useful?
Yeah.
You do know?
Are you thinking like on a paddleboard?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking like maybe out on the beach in Mexico.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, you can go on cheapcaribbean.com, who's our sponsor this week. They've been around for like over 20 years, and they are in the business of providing the best all-inclusive beach vacations. So you know what that means, right?
Hmm.
Free drinks.
Free drinks.
Including alcohol, free food, like basically more fun. Basically everything is included, which is my kind of vacation. And at cheapcaribbean.com, they give you no change fees when you book, and they have trip protection. So there's like less money involved, less worry, and more beach.
And Arnold Palmer's.
Ooh, yeah, you could have some Arnold Palmers on the beach.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. So be sure to check out either a Dreams or Secrets resort when you book with Cheap Caribbean, and they will give you $100 off your next beach vacay when you visit cheapcaribbean.com/wine-30. So that is cheapcaribbean.com/wine-thirty, and we'll see you at the beach. Because you better believe that we're booking a vacation ASAP.
I mean, you know, now that COVID's over.
Exactly. Or sort of. I heard LA is going back to wearing masks inside everywhere, even if you're vaccinated.
Really?
Because of the Delta variant. They found that 58% of people currently who have COVID have the Delta variant versus...
But they're also saying that if you have the vaccine, you're pretty protected.
Well, you can still catch it, but your chances of having to be hospitalized from it being like that bad are like pretty darn low.
Okay, cool.
So you would catch it. You'd probably feel like cold symptoms.
Similar to how you felt when you got the shot, right?
I mean, probably. Or it could feel like a flu type deal, but nothing like that alarming.
Like, it is so low on my priority thinking about that, you know? Like, I feel like we just cannot live our lives in fear anymore. But well, if it starts killing, you know, people...
I think it just... We really need to push for more people to get vaccinated.
Yeah, and it's like everybody I know for the most part is vaccinated, except for, you know, a few family members and a few... Like, it's a low percentage. It's like 30% people I know.
You're like, my inner circle has herd immunity.
Correct. Like, the people that don't have the vaccination that I know are, like, youngsters. All right, they're not youngsters. They're, like, my age. But they're, like, young and, like, working out and, like, doing what they can to maintain their immune systems. And maybe that's not enough someday. But I think if that's not enough, we got bigger problems, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been reading, I haven't read any this book yet, but I downloaded it. It's called Pulp. Have you heard about it?
Explain it to me.
It's just a comic book.
Oh.
Yeah. And I guess it takes after Pulp Fiction, maybe, but it's a wild, Wild West comic book. Oh, 1930s in New York.
That's fun.
Yeah. So have you been reading anything or?
No, like, I had a migraine all day yesterday. And then today I just worked out all day. I like did errands and worked out.
That's true. We did that. And so what kind of topics are we looking at here?
Lots of good stuff.
Okay. You want me to do a topic first?
Or? I'm going to start.
Okay, cool.
Because I have some good news.
That's a great idea.
So Britney Spears, there's the whole Free Britney movement. She was denied her father being removed from the conservatorship. One of her, like the co-conservators, like stepped down, her lawyer stepped down, and she spoke on the phone with the court again today. And she actually won the right to hire her own attorney.
Oh, nice.
So that's a win within itself. So now she can actually sue her father to have him removed from the conservatorship, and she can actually choose her representation.
Pro bono.
What do you mean pro bono?
Or what is it called when you pay after you win?
I don't know.
Anyway.
But I doubt he's doing it for free.
It's ridiculous that you have to even sue your father. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm glad I've never been in that position. For sure. Okay, I'm going to let Andrew hit us with something.
Did you know Michael Phelps holds the record for the longest televised putt at 160 feet?
Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps.
Sweet. Good job, Michael Phelps.
I just, you know, thought I'd throw a little bit of random trivia out there. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Without mentioning age or date of birth, how old are you? Is that a hard question?
Do you mean I could say just a tad over three decades?
It's good.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. Just a smidge. Somebody's revving their little motor out there.
Yeah. We never get traffic, so that's always a fun time.
Yeah. All right, hit me with the topic.
Okay. Oh, there's so many. Discord acquired anti-harassment AI company Syntropy this week.
Discord bought a company. Is that what you're telling
yes.
me? Yes. Okay.
They bought this anti-harassment AI that was actually funded by the founders of Reddit, Twitter, etc. And then they acquired it. And those websites can still use the service, but they wanted to acquire it because they wanted to start cracking down on anti-harassment on Discord.
Good.
Because they had a lot of like white supremacist groups and stuff pop up on Discord.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they really want to like cut down on that. So this is a way for them to do so.
So how does it work?
So I guess that they still try to keep as much user privacy and everything as is current, but it'll scan through, I guess. And if there's anything that's like a major flag, it'll remove like the server or the channel.
Like what's a major flag?
I mean, if you're planning a coup.
Oh yeah, that like, course.
Or if you like just have a site that's or like a server that's about like bullying people or putting people down or like something that's really just not good like that.
What made them want to do that?
They just had, well, since 2017, they went from having 12,000 servers or channels to like several million. And they were like, at this point, it's growing so fast that we need to like monitor it a little bit more than we used to. Uh-huh. Because originally they're like, yeah, there's some servers with gamers.
Yeah.
But now there's just so many different channels about so many different things that.
Right.
It was the time to do so.
I mean, I think it's great. I have a game I used to play back in high school. And it was like a MUD. Mm-hmm. So it was like all text-based. And I had like lost contact with everybody that played that. And I put a lot of hours into that game just, you know, cause there was real people, you know, and you're, it's like back when you have to remember like the internet was very minimal back then. Like you weren't really playing much online MMOs or anything like mm-hmm. that. So a MUD was like the cutting edge for playing against people through the internet. Like that was the beginning in my mind. And those people had a Discord and I joined up, or I don't even remember how I found out about it. I think maybe I just searched it and found it. And then, you know, I joined yeah. up, and it's just a far out seeing all those people, cause they like use their names from the game.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So it's kind of like funny cause you can kind of like reconnect a little bit and see where people are at.
And then you're like, hey, you should play a Discord org.
No, I don't say anything like that. But sometimes I'm like, you should pop on for a minute. Go back on that old time MUD.
Do you have it on your computer?
You can access MUDs through the interweb.
The interweb. You're not old. Oh, gosh.
So, Discord.
So, last week I mentioned Halsey's new album. In the cover of that album, which had nudity. Well, she announced that she is coming out with an hour-long, like, IMAX film to accompany the album that you can actually go and see in theaters, like, in IMAX. And it's, like, this whole cinematic, like, masterpiece. They filmed it, at least part of it, in the Met. And it's very, like, old-school, like, huge gowns and very, like, artistic. The trailer was really freaking cool and crazy.
Cool.
So now we're going to have to get tickets and go see that in IMAX because I'm sold.
Me too.
Also, Illinois today banned lying to minors during interrogations.
Why was that ever allowed?
I was like, why do they allow any lying in interrogations?
Yeah.
Like...
Like, you shouldn't be able to tell somebody
a lie while interrogating
that
them?
You saw them somewhere and that now they're going to get busted.
Or say, oh, well, your friend Freddie told us that you were there and that he saw you with this weapon in this place at this time. Like,
right. That's to a certain extent, you could be like, you know, we got your buddy in the other room, you know, and he's definitely talking. You know, you could say things like that.
If you actually have them in the other room.
Right.
And they're like.
Which I would imagine that is what you would do is you put two.
But it's like. It just like blew my mind because. And the thing is, they made it illegal to lie to minors during interrogations, but they didn't make it illegal to lie to adults.
Well, it's hard because like the adult will lie to the cop.
Well, yes.
So it's like, how do you find like fair game there? Whereas, like, if a minor lies to a cop, it's, like, to be almost expected a little bit. Because they're kids, you know? I don't know. That's just how I look about it.
Okay. So, Ashley Iaconetti and Jared from The Bachelor announced today that they are going to have a baby. But before they had, like, before they did this big announcement, they posted on Instagram and were like, oh, we have big news to share with all of you, which they frequently post things like that because it's usually like, we have a new sponsorship deal with Hyundai or whatever. So underneath that post, everyone's like, you better be pregnant. I hope you're pregnant. This better be a pregnancy post. And it's like, if she had not been pregnant and they just had all of these messages under their thing, because they've been talking about how they've been trying to get pregnant for like over 6 months now.
Yeah.
And it's like, had she not been pregnant and then logged on and saw just like thousands of posts of like, oh, you better be pregnant. Like, isn't that offensive? Like, or not offensive, but like insensitive?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know enough about it.
Well, I'm saying if I was to post on my Instagram and say, oh, I have big news to share. And everyone underneath was like, oh, you better be pregnant. I hope you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
I hope this is baby news. Like,
that's not like, good.
Like, that's insensitive. Because it's like if it's someone you know has posted about having, like, fertility struggles and you're, like, posting things like that. Or even if they you don't know anything about, like.
Honestly, you don't know the relationship dynamic. Because, like, I have friends. Like, my brother would do. I don't think my brother would ever do that. But I don't know what type of relationship other people have. I'm not trying to make excuses.
No, I'm saying when I'm thousands saying, of people on the post are posting that, it's not her friends posting that. Okay. It's like random Bachelor fans.
That's a little bit strange to me.
Or like under posts, sometimes they'll be like, oh,
that's like
this person looks like they're probably pregnant. Like, look at that stomach. And then people underneath a lot of times have to be like, I just gone out to dinner. I was bloated. And now I'm feeling really crappy about myself because you.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that per se. So you're like, oh, because you know it's all text based, so you don't know the tone behind what they're saying. If they're just like, oh, I think she's pregnant, right?
No, I don't think that's ever appropriate to write on someone's photo.
Well, it's also not really appropriate to like make out with a dude and then make out with another dude and then make out with another dude in the same day. And then post it on television.
Okay, but I'm saying if I went out to eat somewhere and there was a photo of me taken and everyone underneath was like, oh, she looks pregnant. Look at her stomach. Like, that's, like, insensitive.
Yeah, I think in the way you're saying it is, but maybe that's not how it was meant to come across, right? Like,
yeah,
what
but,
if they were just saying,
but if there's any,
what if it's a major Bachelor nerd who's just like trying to get all the gossip and is trying to poke the fire a little bit, trying to see if she's pregnant or not so she can be the first one. You know, I don't know where they'll
draw that
line.
Well, I'm not saying just on The Bachelor. I'm saying people all the time on women's posts will post things like that.
Honestly, people taking pictures of people coming out of restaurants bugs me.
Yeah.
Unless you're an investigator, by all means, take pictures. But like, the whole thing where it's like you have to constantly be trying to get that picture, that bugs me.
And it's like they're there the second the person is starting to get out of their car. Like they're trying to get photos like up people's skirts. They're trying to get photos of them looking like incriminating in any way possible. Like
correct. So it's more so that. And then that can like it's hard to even like I'm not going to tell people what they should and shouldn't say, unless it's actually an attack on a person. Like, they're not saying...
I'm not saying it's an attack, but I'm saying if you were in that woman's shoes, like, it's very insensitive when, like, she's talked about how every single month that they've tried to have a baby and then she ends up not pregnant and then she cries. And, like, for people to then post, like, oh, you better be pregnant, like, I think is just really out of line.
Well, are they saying you better be pregnant, like, in an angry voice like that? Or are they saying you better be pregnant?
It doesn't matter.
Well, like, if she's trying to get pregnant and then, like, she's not getting pregnant, but she looks like she's certain might be getting
there. No, she hadn't posted any photos where she even looked pregnant.
I think it's really hard. I think it is insensitive, but I think it's also really hard to, like, crack down on a random stranger saying something over the internet.
No, I'm just saying, I think...
Feel me on that?
I'm just sharing that I feel like our listeners, if they post things like that, should maybe think through before they
absolutely
post things.
But sometimes you're going to get caught posting something that's insensitive. Everyone's done it.
I try not to. I really do.
Well, absolutely.
I try to think through everything I post worse? Before I
when
do.
You post something insensitive and then you delete that comment. That's way worse. That is way worse. So those people out there doing that, that's like way worse.
I don't necessarily do that. But on Discord, I have this really bad habit of, like, reading conversations really late and then responding to them and not seeing that there's already 50 comments below it, like, of the conversation continuing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I want to look like an idiot for responding to this so many hours late. And they're going to look at this and realize it doesn't make sense to where the conversation's at. So then I delete it. And then I'm like, but I know it popped up in their notifications. And like they're probably like... What the hell is Lindsay talking about when she's like, me, I'll do it. They're like, she'll do what?
Right.
Like, we've already moved on. We're like hours later.
Sometimes I'm like, I will see something like that and then I'll click it and I'll say, oh, look at that. And then, like, I'll go back to refer back to it later and they delete it or someone deletes it. And I'm like, I told you, I swear it's here. It was here. You know, I'm not crazy. You know, I don't know.
So before we run out of time, do you want to fill everyone in a little bit about what's going on in Haiti?
Yeah. So this happened, what, a week and a half ago?
Yeah. It took us, what, 3 or 4 days before we even heard about it?
Yeah. 2 days before we heard about it. My mom's like, oh, yeah, you didn't hear about that? It happened 2 days ago. I was like, what? So basically, a group of 28 guys went in and murdered the president of Haiti. And injured his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing is that none of his detail were injured.
Like, or they just let these people come in and do it?
Right. There was, like, no resistance. And it was 28 mercenaries. And then another thing is they found out a pastor from Florida had orchestrated it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because it was, what, 2 Americans and 26 Colombians, right?
Right.
But it was the American that, or one of the 2 Americans that orchestrated it?
Well, it was a Haitian American.
But still.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of strange and also kind of scary, too, that you can hire a group of 28 killers to assassinate a president.
Did they all come from Florida? Like, did they find that group of people while they were in Florida?
They have not caught. I don't think they've caught all the people yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even know who the mercenaries are yet.
Weird.
I mean, I know,
not weird, but like it's
super strange because it's kind of like, whoa. So what, 28 people just came in and, you know, I guess they have information because they cameras and.
What was their reasoning other than wanting to like overturn the government?
I guess this pastor in Florida wanted to take over Hades. This is such a weird thing because I don't know how much crap is just being fed to us.
Mm-hmm.
But they arrested this guy in Florida, Charles something. I can't remember his full
because
name.
Because he wants to be president of Haiti. He hired people to like kill the current president. It's like, I mean, people do crazier things, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just, I would never be like, I want to be president of the United States. Let's just assassinate the president and then I'll be president. Like that's just not how things actually work. So it's weird that he thought he could just...
Well, I think Colombia is... This is a hard one for me to talk about. And this is one of the reasons why we haven't talked sooner about it. It's kind of like, I need more information, you know?
Well, because Haiti is... Isn't it a territory of France? Or was it just formerly a territory of France?
I'm not even sure.
Because I know most people in Haiti speak French.
Right.
But I don't know exactly how their government structure works there. But I would assume if you kill the president, you don't just get to become the president.
Well, I'm not sure if, like, the president wasn't cooperating with the powers that be.
Evidently, his security didn't like him very much.
Or they were paid off.
Yeah. Super corrupt either way, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. And then it's like, well, what... Is it a test run? To me, it seems like that would be more likely what's going on.
Like a test run for what?
If a group wanted to have a bunch of mercenaries that could execute a president, right? Like, that's a pretty specific thing that happened there.
Like, did they just plan on taking over the whole country?
I don't even know. Like, to me, it doesn't really even pan out. I'm not the expert. I can't be, like, telling you.
Yeah.
I just need more information. There's not, like, a lot of solid stuff that I believe. You know, like, it's hard to get me to be like, yeah, that's what happened. When the story keeps changing, they didn't catch any of these guys. Like, there's just too many weird coincidences that makes me think, like, yeah, I'm just going to listen to the news on this one. Like, and it's like, I also have a distrust for the news at this point in time.
It's also weird because it happened on what, a Tuesday or a Wednesday. We didn't even hear about it until Friday. And we were watching the news or listening to the news or reading the news every single day that week. So the fact that we didn't hear about it until that Friday seems like...
Honestly, I'm really like kind of over news because of how political it's become.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very difficult for me to enjoy reading a news article nowadays.
Because it's like every news station is very one-sided.
Well, that, and then they also, their stuff is so curated. Like, it's not... Like, their articles aren't, it doesn't feel like real journalism to me. It just feels like somebody who went and got a really good degree and then could write a paper. And then they write their lackeys. They're like news lackeys. Like, you're going to write a paper on this today. Like, go research it and write a paper. Like, they're not actually going out, finding stuff that they're passionate about and then getting to the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just doing like basic research, you know, about topics that their news guys put in force. So how easy would it be to feed them, you know, feed them whatever you wanted them to write about, you know?
Yeah.
So that's it for tonight.
And we will talk to you all, not next week, but the week after for another episode of Wine 30, because we got to go pick up a dog.
A little doggy.
Which will be super exciting to talk about. So be sure to tune in the week after next for a new episode of Wine 30.